Okay, here we go. Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Hosea, and second to last perek here in the first of the Treyasar. And we start off again talking about the B'nai Ephraim and the Musar that comes in as we continue the Haftorah of Vayetze before we get to the next perek, which is part of the Haftorah of Shabbos Shuvah. And we have some important messages here in this perek for us. So the perek starts off, Kidaber Ephraim Reseis, Nasahu Yisrael. When things started in Ephraim, meaning Yeravam, we go back to the beginning. All of these, remember Hosea lived in the middle of the time of the Malchi Yisrael, towards the end of the time of the Malchi Yisrael, but way before the Churban, but we're going back to the roots. And everybody, as the Navi says throughout Sefer Malachim, that Malchi Yisrael all follow the path of Yeravam. He really set the tone of the Rishus of the Avodah Zarah. So it started with him. So Kidaber Ephraim, when Ephraim used to speak at the beginning, whether some say the Radak says this means Shevet Ephraim. Ephraim was one of the most respected Shvatim. Mitchila Kodem Shechat Ephraim Hayamora O Al Ha'amam Ashes Vivosav. All the other nations were in awe of Ephraim. Or Rashi says it's talking about Yeravam specifically. Originally, Yeravam, he even told off Shlomo HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy about it. Shlomo HaMelech did something that was against the Alila Regel. He built a house for his wife, as the Psukim describe, and Rashi quotes, Kishakina Yeravam Lamakom, Fidibra Keneged Shlomo Dvarim Kashim, Ubira Adda, he was shaking. Yet, Nis Nasahu B'Yisrael, he was uplifted, he was raised up. But what happens? When they sinned, Vayeshem Babal Vayamos. But then he connected to Avodah Zarah, and he went all the way down. He was all the way up, and then he went all the way down. V'yata Yosifu Lachato. Now they are even sinning more. V'yasu Lehem Masecha Mikaspam Kistvunam Atzabim. They make idols from their silver, Kitvunam Atzabim, in their own forms. Masecha Rashim Kulo. They're all Masecha Rashim. Says the Radak, there's nothing spiritual at all in them. Kala Egel Humasi Decharash Ein Davar Ruchani Bo. There's nothing Ruchani. We call it like it is. It's all physical. Like one of the Pshatim of Notzri. Why do we call the Christians Notzrim? Because Notzar means formed. We say there can't be a human being that does not come from a mother and a father. And that's why we call them Notzri. Notzrim, they are formed. That's why we emphasize in our Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, came from a mother and a father, very, very physical, and then he raised himself through his self-perfection. But continues the Navi, that there are all of these idols that were made. Ma'asech harashim kulo, lohem heim omrim. And to them, to the idols they say, and to the people about the idols they say, Zovche Adam Agalim Yishakun. Those who sacrifice man kiss the calves. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin has 2 days regarding Molech. What exactly does this mean? Some say that if you give Zovche Adam, if you give yourself, so then that's wonderful. Or others say it means you give your children. Right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samak Gimel Amabes, Darshan's on this pasuk, Malamed, Shekol Echad Vechad, Osad Mus Yiraso, Manicha Bekiso. Everyone had their little idol in their wallet and in their pocket. B'sharsha Zochra, and whenever they mentioned the name, Motzi Mitocheku, Mechapku Benashka. They used to take it out and hug and kiss it. That's what's going down from Kitfuna Samat Sabim. And then what's the next phrase? Zovche Adam Agalim. So one day, Rabbi Yitzchak says to Bei Rabbi Ami that they were, though the Avodah Zarah saw very rich people, and what they do, they starved calves and put pictures of these rich men in front of the calves. And then they let the calves out. Umamidim Mesad Abuseim, Umotziyin Osan Lachut. They let them out and they ran to these rich men automatically. Kivin Chirosa Ratzon Acharen, and they said, look, the Avodah Zarah wants you, Avodah Zarah wants you. Yavo V'yizbach Atzmalo. Give yourself to the Avodah Zarah. Rava does not like that pshat. He says, no. It says that they went to them and they said, Kol HaZoveach Es Beno L'Avodas Kochavim, Amar Lo Doron Gadol Hikriv Lo Yavo V'yishach Lo. Whoever gives their kid to the Avodah Zarah could come kiss the calf. And that was the Baal, and that was what Darshan this pasuk. We know there is a machlokas Rishonim whether Baal actually the parents gave their children to be killed. That is the Ramban. The Ramban al Torah writes that, or the Rambam and Rashi seem to say they passed them through fire, but it wasn't actually being killed. That's the machlokas Rishonim. The Sefer Achinuch quotes this machlokas Rishonim in Mitzvah Reish Ches, where we have the Isser of giving one's children from one's children to Molech. They used to give it to the Komrim, and they used to give it, Kilu, it's a carbon. And then he quotes, Das Rashi, Barambam, Shaloya Sarfo, Ela Voda, Hayala Viro Lavad. Forgiven Sheviro, Kamoshaya Darkam, Laviro Chayev. But Das Ramban, Maviro Balav, Achinus Maso Yotzes. And it was murder. It wasn't just Avodah Zarah, it was also murder. And again, the Chinuch talks all about the aspects of a molech. Maybe it doesn't apply to all the kids because maybe says the Sefer Chinuch what they were promised was that if you give one child to molechs, then all your other children will have a lot of parnasa and success and nachas. So that's the Isser wasn't about giving all one's children. The other pshat that we mention often is the smag. The smag in his Sefer Mitzvahs writes, why does the Gemara have such an unusual gzeiras hakasev that only if you give some of your kids to the molech are your chayev, but if you give all your kids to the molech, you're pater. So says the smag, gadol avano minso. If you give all the kids, it's so chomer. You can't say it's a kal v'chomer. You're just so beyond. You've destroyed all of your progeny that it's just a chil Hashem. Even Misa is not going to help you. So Bezin doesn't put you to death because it's not even going to help. God love an omen. So the Kesef Mishnah uses that smog to explain kasher zama v'lo kasher asa. Right? If you've already succeeded, right? I've succeeded, then it's unbelievable. Then you've undermined the whole judicial system, and we will say, Gadol Avono Minso. Again, that's also why we might say, Ein Onshin Min Hadin, one of the svaras given by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Either way, this is a little bit about Molech that's referred to in this pasuk. The Meshech Chachma has a beautiful piece in Parshas Emor. I don't think we've mentioned it in the past, where he discusses the connection between all the mitzvos in the beginning of the Yontif Laning, Perachav Beis, where we have you can't give an animal as a carbon before 8 days, and you can't shechtos oves beno, and it has to know the nochil Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma talks about there. He doesn't quote the words, but basically Derachei Adarchei Noam. How all the ways of Torah are anti this idea of Molech. Molech, and many of the Odi Avodah Zarah believed that human sacrifice and human suffering and cutting and gashing oneself, that was all part of what the Avodah Zarah wants. And the Torah is exactly the opposite. Hakavana diyadua sheinyani Avodah Zarah hayalahanos letzuros hamashpiyim. Lefidim Yonam, b'misiris nafsham, u'bisreifas b'neim u'v'noseihem. Hakla laharbos achzarius v'nekima b'nefesh ha'adam. K'mo she'amar ha'navi, like he quotes our parak, zovche adam agalim yishakun. Ad sheheir HaKadosh Baruch Hu bar tarasu until Hashem gave us the Torah. And what did the Torah have? Exactly the opposite. It's full of chemla and chanina al nefesh ha'adam. The Kohen, mitzvah l'kadsho. Levi, l'samcho. Yisrael l'chona no bahono. Don't sell an eved. If you sell an eved, lo sir debo b'farach. Gertosha l'achyoso. Eved Kanani, lo levaisho. Behema, not to be mitzaer, the behema. Right? If you, then, lo tidosh, don't muzzle the animal. Shvisa, to the animal. Pikuach nefesh, docha kol ha-Torah kula. Hakitzer, says the Meshech Chachma. Kol ha-Torah mitzvoseh morim chemla chanina chesed. Terachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vichpila ha-Torah ashara, and that's why, to teach us this, not to take a baby away before the 8th day, and not the mother and the child on the same day. Ki ein la Hashem to'olios b'zevach v'lo chafitz b'karban, rak asiyas chesed v'leches b'drachav. Says the Meshech Chachma that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and this is what he expects of us, anti-Avodah Zarah. Lachain, yiyu ka'anan boker uchatal mashkim holech, and that's why. What is going to be? It's going to be like the wind. Uchatal mashkim holech, like the dew. Kamoti sarmigar, and all these people who do these terrible things, they're going to blow away like the dew, like the straw. Ukasha me'aruba, and like a little smoke. The Malbim discusses how each of these have a different, as the Malbim would classically do, a different connotation, right? A non-boker means it looks okay, there's a cloud, but then it dissipates. Tal, even there's a little liquid there, but then it goes away. And motz is like you separate from the chaff, some of the good stuff stays, and some of the bad stuff blows away, and then ashen me'aruba, and then the whole thing blows away. Each one of them has a different connotation. In Latorah v'Lamodim, Rav Zevin quotes this pasuk when he talks about straw. Right, Kamotz Yisar Migoren. It's a beautiful piece where he talks about the medrash that Esav was merame his father by asking him, "How do you take off meiser from salt and tevin, melach and tevin?" Rav Zevin discusses what is the symbolism of salt and tevin. That Esav says, "How do you maaser salt and tevin?" Says Rav Zevin, "Salt is something above food, right? It makes food stay longer. It's lamala. Teven is less than food. It's animal food. It's what you take off of food. It's the psoles of the machal. And therefore, each of these are symbolic. Teven is less than it, less than food. And melech is misakenes ochal matimo mekaimo. And so too in life. We have things that are like teven. Teven has to be removed. Teven is garbage. Teven we just have to get rid of. While melech, salt, we have to sprinkle. we can't have, we're not totally eat salt plain, but we sprinkle it throughout our lives. So some things in life we have to totally disregard, and some things we have to sprinkle, and that, of course, is the Torah and mitzvot and kedusha into our lives. But if we just focus, what did Esav want to say? How are you ma'aser? The salt and the tevin. What is ma'aser the tevin? Meaning he wants to take the garbage and use some of it. No, you can't be ma'aser tevin. And what about melach? He wants to be ma'aser. He wants to change. He wants to modify, take away some of the Torah, of the mitzvos, of the values of Hashem. That's tevin and melach. That's Rav Zevin in Parshas Toldos. But he quotes in the tevin context. He quotes our pasuk, which talks about tevin. So here we go. V'yanochi Hashem Elokecha, says Pasuk Dalet. But I am Hashem. How'd they do this? Me'eretz Mitzrayim ve'elokim zulasilo seda. There's no other God that was involved in their taking out of Moshia ayin bilti. It was me. They don't need an intermediary, says the Malbim. Right? They're saying we have to build an intermediary, a calf. No, it was me. I took them out of Mitzrayim, and therefore you don't have to have anything in between. Ani yedaticha b'midbar be'eretz tal uvos, and I took them in the midbar be'eretz tal uvos, in the land tal uvos. Rashi, the Mezuzah, Sion all say there's no dimyon to this word in the rest of Tanakh. So tal uvos were ta'ev, to desire, the land that you would need desire everything in the desert. I took them and I took care of them, and this is what I got in return. The Abarbanel says these two psukim are really two different reasons why there's no way and they have no right to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu after what Hashem did for them. He says, Ma'ichpas la'Kadosh Baruch Hu bazeh, shtei sibos yesh bedavar. Ha'achas anokhe Hashem alokecha, v'kabalas elekusi me'eres Mitzrayim. I took you out on Manas Kain, that I'm your God. And number two, ani yedaticha b'midbar b'eretz taluvos, ratzol omar etziya b'tzami, I took care of you for 40 years. Sipakti sarchincha m'midbar b'arim shana, kvar kinisicha le'eved olam, and you can't change me for any other God, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't believe that this is what I'm getting. Kamarisam vayisbo. Finally, I brought them into Eretz Yisrael. They had everything they needed, and they became satiated. Savu vayaram libam. And what happened? They became satiated, and their heart was lifted up. The Radak said, this is exactly what the Torah warns us against. Pentochal v'savato batim tovim tivna v'yashavta v'rom levavecha v'shachach l'zashem lokecha. This is what exactly happened. They were rom levavecha, their hearts, they thought it was their own, and therefore, alkein shechechuni, they have forgotten me. They had everything, and they have forgotten me. V'ehi, says the Navi. And now we have a couple of Lashonos of animals. All the Mefarshim, the Malbim, and others say these animals are all referencing the different Galios, four different animals, like Daniel expressed the Galios in four different animals. So too, says the Malbim here. I will be for them like a Shachal is one Lashon of a lion. Kinomer al derech Ashur, like a leopard. Al derech Ashur. Next to Ashur, Ashur is going to be one of the attackers. Efkeshem kedov shakul. I will meet them like a barren, bereaved bear. The Ekra Sagar Libama will rip open their heart. Rashi and the other Mefarshim quote two pshatim, either literally, like a wild animal who goes for the heart, right? That's what the Rashi says, Kederach Adov Ocheis Tziparnav Bechazeh V'Karei Alev, or he'll tear us apart in order that our hearts, our spiritual hearts, be open. Skor Libam, as Libam Hasagur Milahavin Lashuvelai, and I will try to do that. V'Ochleim Sham Kilavi, and I'll eat them like another Lashon of a lion. Chayas HaSadeh Tivakein, the Chayos will tear them open. But again, all of these are Lashonos of the Dal, Lashonos of the Galios. The Malbim goes through each one here, which of the animals is alluded to. The Shachal, he says, is Ma'al Bavel V'Ashur, and the Namer is Yavan, the Dov is Madai, and the Lavi is Edom, as he goes through. But there is an unbelievable Radak right here on the Pasuk. Why does it say Dov Shakul, like a bear that has lost its young? Why Dafka a bear? So let's read the Radak. V'lo amar aryeo namer shakul. Omrim, ki adov kisha tele kamo chatichas basar. When a bear gives birth, it's like a piece of flesh. It's like covered up with a gel. Ki avlad mechusa kulo boholido b'shilya ave me'od. A very thick gel. V'adov melacheches ha'shilya. It has to lick off the shilya v'choteches ma'ad. And even cut some of it. Kedei shelo tazik avlad. So the vlad lives. V'yegia bazem me'od. Achitavar kol ha'basar. It's a lot of hard work. And because it works so hard, that connection to its child is created, deeper than other animals. Lefisha tarcha harbe bo, he maras nefesh yoser kishehargo oso. If you take away its young, that'll be even worse. Rabbi Slifkin writes in the Torah Encyclopedia of the Animal Kingdom, Also talking about bears. Bears are huge animals, yet their young are tiny. Bear cubs are smaller in proportion to the size of the mother than is the case with any other placental mammal. Even the largest brown bears, which may weigh 1,500 pounds, weigh only about a half a pound at birth, less than 1% of the mother's weight. This means that the mother bear has to invest enormous effort into raising and weaning her cubs. Producing and raising cubs can result in a 40% total body weight loss for the mother during hibernation. Bears in the tropics do not hibernate, but their cubs are highly dependent on their mothers, and the mothers stay in the den with their nursing cubs, fasting for several weeks or months. The cubs will then normally stay with the mother for the first 2.5 years. Because the mother has to give so much to her young, they are very important to her, and she forges an especially powerful bond with them. That is why she becomes so aggressive when her young are taken away from her. Cubs would have been captured by people in order to train them for entertainment purposes, and the mother bear would react with overwhelming rage. V'chulu, and he continues more with bear discussions there. What's the message for us? Some of the Bali Musar say, this is the message of Amelus. You want to have a connection to something? You have to put your heart into it. In the first volume of Rav Mirsky, Yoni Halacha, he quotes this Radak. Quotes this Radak to say that Amelus in Torah creates a connection to Torah. Just like Amelus, the Dov has Amelus, therefore he's connected to the child, so too this. That's what many discussions about Amelus quotes the Arachayim HaKadosh, when all of the Kalim are listed in Parshas Truma for the Trumas HaMishkan, Zav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Chelas, Ragaman, and the last ones are Avnei Shom and Avnei Miluim. Those are the beautiful stones. Why are those the last ones on the list? The answer is because those came, as we know, according to Chazal, those came on a cloud, B'derech Nes, they came with the Anonim, as the Gemara says in Maseches Yuman Daf Ayin Hey. And something that comes without a Melus is not as beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu either, or is not connected to the person as much. And that's the message of this Radak. More Tircha, more Amelus, the more that one is connected to the material. Unbelievable. We continue. Shecheska Yisrael ki bi bezrecha. You have destroyed yourself, Yisrael, ki bi bezrecha. So what does that mean? Because B, you rebelled against me, bezrecha, I could have helped you. The Drashas Haran, the Rinas Yitzchak points this out, that understands this pasuk as, it's your fault, tshuva is so easy. You destroyed yourself because I'm right here to help you. I could have helped you. Ehi malkecha eifo, I'm here. Where's your king? Where's the king that you had bitachon in? V'yoshiecha b'cholarecha, he'll save you. V'shoftecha asher amarto, all the shoftim that you said. T'nali melech v'sarim, you said, give me a melech, give me leaders. Where are they? Are they going to help you now? Etin lecha melech ba'api, I gave you a melech in my anger. V'ekach be'evrasi, I gave it and I took it. Right, what's Be'evrasi? The Mefarshim say it's talking about Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, that Radak has a couple of opinions. But one of them is about, it's about Shaul, that I was angry when you asked, because that's really a rejection of me. Obviously, this is one of the Pshatim, one of the six Pshatim or so we discussed back in Sefer Shmuel, what the problem was with asking for a king, if the one of the mitzvahs Hashem is to ask for a king. But that's that they asked to be like the other nations, or they asked and it was undermining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority, or of Shmuel's authority. Either way, the Rav Dessler writes in Mechtem Elio in the second volume, page 218, he says, the ultimate purpose of Malchus Yisrael is L'shamish kisiyua l'hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu alavavos Yisrael. That's the ultimate goal. Ach Yisrael yecholom la'alos madrega rama, but we could have gotten to a higher level, l'ham lechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'li siyua shel hanhaga malchutit, without help. V'yalkein hizbrelem Shmuel HaNavi al v'shalom shechatu b'vakash HaMelech, you sinned. But once you have it now, okay, use it to be ma'am lechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they didn't. It stayed as Sha'ul. It didn't last because they didn't help with Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, when it was given to Yeravam, that was also supposed to be a help. But obviously, he did not fulfill his what his task. Shofia Malchus Beis David, Zachul Sheshtamesh, Hamalchus Bekochel Hanikas Olam Shabi Bemalchus Shamayim, and once later on, El Malichatu Hayuzochim Shefraim Isayu LeYuda. But it didn't work, and we'll have to wait for Melech HaMashiach, when Mashiach ben Yosef will help Mashiach ben David. But either way, that is alluded to here in the I gave you a king, Ba'api Ve'ekach Ve'evrasi, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sarur Avon Ephraim. Ephraim has his sin sarur, tied up and bound up. Machlokes, what does that mean? Rashi and others say it means that Hashem guards and Hashem is going to pay back. Others say, the Malbim says it means that Ephraim holds on to his sin, is bound up in his sin and doesn't want to do tshuva. Tzfuna chataso, chevle yoleda yavolo. They're going to have pains like a baby, like having a mother having a baby, such pain. Hu ben lo chacham, ki eis lo yamo b'mishpar banim. But it's, the child's not going to be so wise. The child's not going to stand up on the birthing stool. What does that mean? That the parents are going to be in pain and the children are going to follow the parents. They're not going to run away. They're not going to try to get out as soon as possible. The ben is not going to be a chacham in this way. Again, a chacham means wise, but also, if we borrow the term from the seder, maybe it takes on a deeper meaning, right? We know the four sons at the seder, it's a chacham. The opposite of a rasha is not a tzaddik, it's a chacham. Why dafka? A chacham connected to here. So I mentioned in Haggadah Shiurim before, the thought of Aaron Soloveitchik, that really all four are not four different sons, but they're four stages of our development. And every one of us has all four in there, they're overlapping, but they're four stages. First, there's the Eni Deil L'Shol. That's the baby. Right? Does nothing in the world to ask, just cries. Then comes a Tom. A Tom is a toddler. Mazos. What's this? What's this? What's this? Interest. Then comes Russia, which is the rebellious years, maybe some of the teenage years. And then comes Chacham, what he calls independence and free thinking. So this Chacham, using those definitions, this Chacham in our Pasuk, right, is not acting independent. They're just following on the heels of the sins of the parents, right? Ben lo Chacham, they're not running away from the Mishbar Banim. Miyad Sha'ol Evdeim, I could have redeemed them from the depths. Mibaves Egalim. But now, Ehi Dvarecha Maves, it's just going to be death. Ehi Katavcha Sha'ol Nocham, trying to change my mind, Yisaser Meinai, he's not going to come back because they have rejected me, so therefore, Mita Kenegan Mita. Ki Ben Achim Yafri, he was very fruitful and very successful. Yavo Kadim Ruach Hashem, an easterly wind will come. What does that mean? Asher is going to come. Right? Everything is a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the enemies are not the enemies themselves, as we've spoken often in all of these Svarim. All the enemies are tools of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They might not feel that way, and therefore they would get punished for what they do. And they might go above and beyond, like the Ramban and the Rambam talk about in the Parshas in Sefer Bereishis. Regarding Mitzrayim, but Yavaruch Kadim Ruach Hashem, Mimidbar Oleh, V'Yevosh Makaro, they're going to dry out the sources, V'Yachrav Mayano, everything is going to be destroyed. Hu Yishe Otsar Kol Klichemda, the ultimate Klichemda, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be removed, even though you don't believe it now. It's more than 150 years before the Churban. Hosea is already predicting that it is going to happen. Okay, we have stand with one parak left, parak Yudalid in Hosea, parak Shuva Yisrael, Beth Hashem, that'll be for next time.